Arhuli Records is celebrating its 40th anniversary with a 5-CD box set. The label gets its name from field hollers, also known as hoolies. It specializes in blues, zydeco, and other roots music. The company was started by a German expatriate, Chris Strachwitz, who fell in love with regional American music as a teenager. He spent 40 years crisscrossing the United States. Music critic Meredith Oakes tells us what he found along the way.
In the summer of 1959, California schoolteacher Chris Strachwitz got into a car armed with a tape recorder. He was heading for Texas in the hopes of recording bluesman Sam Lightnin' Hopkins.
Give me back that wig I bought you, black woman. Let your doggone head go, boy.
Strachwitz found Hopkins playing in a Houston bar, but didn't record him during that maiden cross-country voyage. Hopkins wanted $100 a song, more money than Strachwitz could afford on a school teacher's salary. But he was enthralled by the bluesman's performance, so he set out to find other regional musicians to record. The next summer, Strachwitz returned to Southeast Texas. Following an obscure reference in a Lightnin' Hopkins song, he tracked down a sharecropper and country blues fingerpicker named Mance Lipscomb and recorded him at his house in Navasota. To release his newfound treasures, Strachwitz founded Arhuli Records. Mance Lipscomb's 1960 session was its first offering.
Boy, I ain't gonna give you no more cherry ball. Boy, I ain't gonna give you no more cherry ball. You got drunk and showed your Santa Claus.
This is the song that launched Chris Strachwitz's four-decade journey into the soul of America. He would seek out little-known talent in remote rural areas and downtrodden city neighborhoods. From Texas, he went on to Tennessee, then Louisiana, then Mississippi, North Carolina, Virginia, and so on. He recorded musicians playing in barbershops and on back porches, beneath magnolia trees and in piney woods. The recordings he made are now compiled on this Arhuli Records 40th anniversary collection. Over the many miles Strachwitz traveled, the Arhuli catalog grew to include blues, Cajun, zydeco, hillbilly, and Tejano, with periodic departures into jazz, klezmer, and Eastern European folk. But the 5-CD anniversary box is smartly sequenced by year rather than genre, tracing the twists and turns of Strachwitz's journey. You can hear gospel next to Gut Bucket Blues, or an unknown Austrian old-timey duo next to an early recording of bluegrass legend Del McCoury. The songs on the Arhuli Anniversary Collection sound disarmingly personal. They're free of the boundaries which separate performer from listener in contemporary music. This was Chris Strachwitz's vision. And unlike other ethnomusicologists, such as Harry Oster and Alan Lomax, Strachwitz didn't care if songs were of historic significance. He didn't care if they were played on acoustic or electric instruments. Strachwitz's approach is why these songs sound like living art rather than artifacts. You can hear it on tracks like this one by the group Trio San Antonio.
Desengañé de sus procederes y de mi amor se burlaba.
The Erhuli box comes with an amazing booklet filled with photographs that Strachwitz shot on his many road trips. The stark images of small-town life in the mid-20th century, with its big old cars and shotgun shacks, mirror the raw emotions of the music he recorded. But the box goes beyond nostalgia for a sepia-toned, long-gone America. The final disc of the Erhuli Anniversary Collection reveals Strachwitz's recent discoveries. Steel Musicians, a gospel group which uses pedal steel guitars in their praise music. After four decades, Erhuli makes the past sound vibrant and alive, while leaving hope that there are still musical stones out there waiting to be overturned. If there are, Chris Strachwitz will find them.
The Erhuli Records 40th Anniversary Collection, The Journey of Chris Strachwitz, was reviewed by Meredith Oakes.